Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Lord, I thank you for this hour. Lord, I thank you because you are good God. I glorify your holy name. For when you speak, your eternity guarantee what you have said. And in this, in your word, I put my trust. You created everything for your own glory. And out of everything that you have created, you created man in your own image. I have nothing to offer than to say thank you, Jehovah Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as you have commissioned us, and particularly commissioned me by the anointing that break the yoke, to embark on propagating the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, most especially by testifying to your goodness, your mercy that you have been bestowed upon me as a host of this Blog Talk Radio. And I know, because everything that was written in the Word of God, even what we hear as your word said by King Jehoshaphat, when he said, O ye people of Judah and Jerusalem, believe the Lord, and you will be prosper. Believe the prophets. Believe his prophets, and you will be established. I pray, O Lord, that as many souls in the whole world, that you will use this forum to deliver and to loose from the shackle of Satan. As they will be here, and as they will be listening and to be hearing it whenever, wherever, wherever they go, and they decided to just listen to this, my voice. You, the Lord, that we perform that what you have said, to work the miracle in their life and to touch their hearts, and their life will be in a new dimension to your glory. Thank you, Jehovah Lord, because you are the Lord. I worship you because you are in this. You are with us. We have nothing to fear. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. This is the voice of the first prayer force above the clouds international. This forum, as God commissioned us, I'm a Christian. I'm a musician by the grace of God. And I'm a philosopher. This forum is designed to reach out mostly those people that believe, confess Jesus Christ as their Savior, but they were struggling in their relationship with him. I believe the word of God His word will set us free. Today, I'm just going to talk briefly in narrative. My testimony cannot fit into 30 minutes, 1 hour, but I will keep on saying it as the Holy Spirit give me the grace to say it. But today, I said the topic, the wilderness of experience. The wilderness, or in nutshell, a paraphrase of my wilderness of experience. I was born into the family of a pastor. My father was one of the greatest ministers that I believe and I know. God used him mightily. As the grace was given up to him, he tried to show all the children in the way, both by prayer and in attitude, and in his everything that God gave it to him, that to know Christ. But that doesn't make somebody to be a believer. I have been going to church, let me say, even since I was in my mother's womb. I was typically trained in a old school Africa upbringing. Oh, hallelujah. To God be the glory. I know and I believe by the grace of God, I am baptized by the Holy Spirit with the signs that follows. Listener. It is only God that convicts the heart of man. Wilderness of experience. You know, in the Word of God, the Bible, because I said I would just give a narrative in parts of my testimony. Probably in later on, as God gave us the grace and time, as many people join to fulfill the call, the calling, and the gifts, we will hear more. And God will glorify his name as he has been glorifying it in my life and in many believers' lives. The wilderness of experience. I don't have to go too much in about the wilderness. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Verse 15, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 15. I will read in King James fashion. He said, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness? in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water. Who brought water for you out of the flinting rock? Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you, and that he might test you to do you good in the end? Who led you through the wilderness, through that great wilderness, that terrible wilderness? You know, I can just make this analogy. When we look around and see what is wilderness, sometimes we think life is just being rosy. Or we think that we can make life what we think we want it to be. But, you know, I can just make this analogy of my wilderness like a cave. Or cave. I discovered about one cave, which I can just say, labyrinth cave of life. I read that this cave was so deep, so beautiful, they say, so complex that only skilled cavers can descend to its subterranean depths. It contains rivers, lakes, springs, and pits descending deep into the heart. It's just like a labyrinth of wonder filled with deadly charms. My life was full of a puzzle, but I will not going to be deceiving my listener. God is always faithful. Even when man is not faithful, from the analogy of things that surrounding us, we all can agree that ignorance does not make an offense to be harmless. And sometimes, ignorance can be pity. Like I said, I was born into a family of a preacher, the preacher of the gospel. The story of my father was so powerful. Like I said, I've been going to church. I was given gifts. But I had to be forced to go to the church. Ignorantly, I decided to just be a nominal Christian. Well, to the glory of God, I know He's in control. Just like the Bible said in the book of Psalms, let me read. Psalm 107, because I always look at that psalm and said, and pick up verse 17 to 22, to be my mirror. Let me read. He said, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities. Look, fools. And we know that a foolish person is a state of mind. But one thing in life is that the word of God cannot be broken. But one thing is the creator of all things. That is what I want all my listeners to know. Devil has no credit of nothing. He has no power of his own. Even my foolishness is not. I cannot hold on to it. Though he has a consequences. But I have never been defined by my foolishness. It is the word of God that defines us. And that is what divine me. Look, he said, fool, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their souls abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. If you read from verse 1 of this psalm, and you pray before you read, God will show you your identity. And you will know that he's so merciful. He's in control. I say, that is me. But let's go on. Verse 19. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and deliver them from their destruction. Oh, that man will give thanks to the Lord and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his words, his works with rejoicing. Psalm 107. Verse 17 to 22. As you are listening, if you believe in Jesus Christ, when you read, you will see how the Holy Spirit will be ministering to you to know whether you are a fool like me, or whether you are sitting in the darkness, or whatever you are going through, or whether you think that you have got it right. Do we have a lot of experience? But one thing I want you to know, this key is that circumstances does not define us. Choices, even, it's not the ultimate diviner if we believe and get that knowledge of God and we trusted in his word, because by his word we were saved. In my journey of life, like David said, I've sinned unto God. I was a rebel. Though I carry Bible, go to church, play instruments, compose songs, he disobedient to the parents. But I thank God for his grace and his mercy. Even when he spoke and I disobeyed. Don't forget the wilderness of experience. like I said, it's just like a cave. The wilderness, nobody wanted to be in the wilderness. The Bible said, this wilderness that God even led the Israelites through, no one can pass through it. That's why the Holy Spirit chose for me in that Psalm 107 that I read. I make a wrong choice. But thank God, even in my affliction, even as my soul abhorred all manner of food, even despite that I was drawn near to the gates of death many times, spiritually confronted by the wicked spirit, physically by the wicked spirits. I told you this is a narrative in part of my testimony. There are real many things one sees that God has given me victory. Many, many. And that's why I was saying that, as the book of Deuteronomy said, when you believe, as you are going through the wilderness, even making wrong choice sometimes, even trying to be weary, oppressed, remember, the word of God said, oppression destroy wise man's reason. But reason is a philosophy. The word of God is yea and amen because he's the creator. I remember vividly on January 19, 2014, and this is why this wilderness of experience. It was Sunday. In the morning, the word of God came to me expressly. He said, that is Psalm 136, verse 16. Let me read. Psalm 136, verse 16. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. This word came to me, struck me. I cried out. Remember, I've been going through up and down. Even the matrimonial relationship. You know, fasting is good, but the illumination of the word of God is so powerful. The wilderness of experience. I'm a sojourner in the land of United States of America. That is wilderness of experience. You cannot live without permanent residence or naturalization. Wilderness of experience. The relationship matrimonia is so hot. Wilderness of experience. The wicked people, the enemy. You know, there are many, many warfare. You know, I will keep on breaking it as the Holy Spirit gives us the utterances and the opportunity and grace to speak. About the house. But on May 26, 2015, I was evicted with an edge of experience. After many years of under oppressions of the immigrations, wilderness of experience. Brethren, as things is going, the grace of God is following me. Because he's the one that led his own and he has spoken. Then August 13, I was terminated. Enemy think that I have to be in the prison yard from my work. Bitterness of experience. I'm taking those things because my time. October 27, 2016, the enemy ripped me off. Bitterness of experience. May 26, 2018, written off by the doctor. Bitterness of experience. To end this paraphrase, I just want you to know as you are listening, you are not defined by your wilderness of experience. You are defined by what God says by you. Pray for the anointing that breaks the yoke, that you will be able to cry out. Just as you cried out. And mostly, let us have the habit of praising the Lord. Jesus said, now my soul was troubled, but what can I say? For this hour I've came. Father, glorify your name. And God said, I've glorified it and I've glorified it more. That psalm said, woe that man will give thanks to the Lord. In your wilderness of experience, keep on praising the Lord. In your wilderness of experience, keep on thanking him. And I promise you, we are overcomer. We are overcomer, just like this ministry is the Overcomer Prayer Defense Force. Believe in the Lord and you will be established. Believe in his prophets and you will be prosper. Lord, I thank you for this hour and I thank you for this testimony. I thank you for the victory. And I thank you for many testimonies as people will be listening. And the shackle will be broken. And people will be revived in their faith. And their faith will be energized and be increasing. And your name shall be glorified. And the enemy will know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Thank you, Jehovah Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. Please be on lookout for another episode in this Blog Talk Radio. This is the voice of the Overcomers Prayer Defense Force Above the Clouds International. May the Lord bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bye.